Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Buffalo. It's time for Fox's top college football analyst.
Flat with a play action, going to go long, and he's got a man there. Touchdown, Colorado!
The inside story on college football without the SEC homerism.
I'm going to get it, like a bull in a china shop.
This is Fridays with Klatt, part of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
Can you find out if Dalton Ferguson was named after Dalton from Roadhouse?
I'm not going to do that.
Thanks, Joel.
Sorry.
Appreciate you.
Brought to you on the fan by 808, the titan of Hawaiian restaurants.
All right, it is 7:33, and now it's time for our weekly conversation with Fox Sports college football analyst Joel Klatt, and he's going to be on the call of what is now all of a sudden a huge game, Ohio State and Maryland, on Fox because of the Chase Young news, but we need to get the big story out of the way. Joel, why do you hate Oregon, man?
Yeah, I apparently hate Oregon, even though I profusely praise them as a playoff team for the entire second half. Yeah, I saw that. There were some grumpy Oregon fans. Here, I do want to say, and this will be good for, and I said it on another radio show earlier this week, I will admit I made a couple of really bad mistakes, and they've been eating me up, quite frankly, because we all want to do our best, you know, and there was a couple of things that I said that were inaccurate that, frankly, I didn't realize that I said them. If you would ask me point blank, hey, do you think Justin Herbert is a fifth-year senior or a fourth-year senior, I would tell you he's a fourth-year senior. Mm-hmm. But I said fifth-year during the game. So I apologize for that. It's actually really been eating me up. I actually wrote Oregon a note, their SID, and Justin a note just to apologize to him, but so I don't think I was my best, but I certainly don't hate the Ducks. That's a bit unfair.
Yeah, no, we played the audio of you making the case for them as a college football playoff committee team one of those days. But on the lines of saying, like, when you just say something, you don't even realize you do it. Like, we have that all the time on this show. Like, I don't think people realize how hard it is.
It's live content. Yeah. No, I totally agree. I'll give you
you're supposed to be perfect, Joel, at all times.
Jeez. I know. I'll give you another example. This one was bad, and to this day, I have a little bit of a fear of trophy presentations, which are really hard anyways, because it's unscripted but scripted, and you're standing up there with everybody that is so nervous for whatever reason. You know, the players, the coaches, they like everyone is just like all tense, the commissioners, everything like that. So a couple of years ago, we were doing the, I don't remember what it was called at the time, like the Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl or something. I don't know. Whatever. Oh, no. It was, gosh.
It's going to make Oregon company fan upset again, Joel. They played in that game last year.
No, it's not. No, yeah. It's not a knock against the bowl game.
I know.
It was, there was some company. Now I don't even remember the name of the company. But anyway, the CEO of the company was at the trophy presentation. And it was this really nice, very smart, articulate woman who I had been at a bunch of functions with during the course of the week. Cause during the bowl week, you know, you always go around and do all those functions and everything. And they're there. So anyways, you know, we had gotten along all week and I get on the PA, and this is what's so difficult about these. Sorry to take up all the time, but this is a good story. I get on the PA and it's down there at the San Francisco Stadium. And it's really difficult because I've got my IFB, which is my earpiece to the producer in the truck. And yet my mic is both live to you at home on the TV and to the stadium, right, to the house. So I hear myself in my ear. And then a second later, I hear myself like in the stadium. Right. So it's not easy. It doesn't sound like that on TV, but you get up there and it's really a difficult kind of like adjustment. And mm-hmm. So I got up there and I can't even remember her name, but apparently I say like, And now, you know, to present the trophy, the CEO of blah, 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 Mr. Elizabeth, blah, blah, blah. And I just like, you know, like turn. And I didn't realize that. I don't know if there's a clip on. There's probably not a clip online. There might be. But I said, Mr. And she gives me this weird look as she like walks up. And I was like, I wonder why she's, you know, like giving me such a weird look. And then we get done with everything. I interview the players. I think Utah won the bowl game at the time. And I get done with the players and everything, and I come back down, and it's such like a sense of relief when I'm done with that. You're done with the game, you're done with the trophy presentation, you know. All, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, all the sponsors are happy, the bowl game is happy.
Nailed
it. CEO, the guy named Ryan is the CEO of the bowl game. He's standing there, she's standing there. I walk down, and they've got like these gloom faces, and I'm like, I was like, all right, that went well, and she was like, you called me Mister. And I looked at her, and I thought she was kidding because we had developed a relationship during the week. And I was like, ha, that's a good one. I was like, that's good. That's hilarious. And she's like, no, you did. And you can imagine someone that's been that successful to be a CEO. Like, that was just,
boy.
You know, yeah, exactly.
On national television.
Thank goodness it didn't happen like in the last 2 years. But she was not happy with me. And sure enough, I go back to the truck. And I walk into the truck, and I'm like, did I? And they all nod their heads and like, you did. And I was like, no!
Yeah. And
so
I mean,
anyways.
Your only rebuttal there would be to make everybody upset and be like, hey, don't worry, nobody's watching anyways. You know?
At least I would
make everybody mad.
By the way, you know why the CEO of the bowl game was so mad? They were going through negotiations to get them to do the bowl game the next year, and they backed out.
It's your fault, Joel.
Oh, man.
It's all your fault, buddy.
Joel Klatt, killing business everywhere. You're welcome, America.
So you're in the
heat of drop.
That killing business is everywhere. So you're in the heat of the battle right now with this Chase Young announcement. So what is your first thought when you saw this, and what have you heard thus far now that you're back there and hearing it for the first time?
I got to tell you, I went to practice last night, and I'm like, why in the world is Chase like not taking any reps? And so I just texted my producer. I was like, hey, something's up. Sure enough, something was up. So caught wind of it, excuse me, earlier this morning. And I immediately thought to myself, has Ohio State learned their lesson? Why did Terrell Pryor and Jim Tressel and all of these guys get run through the mud? They lied. Mm-hmm. Right? All of us guys, whether it's steroids in professional sports, whether it's this, you know, type of instance, I truly believe all of us, the only thing that we really hate about infractions, if you want to call them like these, is the cover up. And so I immediately thought to myself, I'm not going to say a word until I hear what Ohio State's going to do, what they're going to say, what Chase is going to say. So Ohio State immediately addresses it head on with their release this morning. And it wasn't a big release, but it was like, hey, you know, we're looking into a possibility of Chase accepting money from an agent in 2018. I was like, wow, okay. I thought that was very forthcoming rather than just like he's being held out for an investigation, right? And being more broad and kind of ambiguous about it. And then Chase comes out on Twitter. I don't know if you guys saw that or not.
Mm-hmm.
And he addressed it, and he basically said that, like, this is what happened. I accepted a loan. I have paid it back in full, and now we are working to reinstate key language that he that his lawyer used, in particular in his lawyer's tweet, to reinstate my eligibility. So I actually am optimistic for him because of their reaction. Does that all make sense?
Yes.
I wanted to just kind of, like, paint that arc. Because as you remember, I think the NCAA is more about the process than they are the infractions in the first place. You know, they want guys to transfer the right way. They want all the paperwork in the right order. They want all of this. They want people not to lie to them. They don't really want to hammer people. So I tend to believe that this will get worked out and he will be back on the field for Ohio State at some point. It won't be tomorrow against Maryland. But because they're addressing it, if he has, in fact, like he said, paid this loan, quote unquote, back in full, and they can have documentation that suggests that he can say it was a mistake. I think that what you're probably going to get is like a, we're going to give Chase Young a 2-game suspension, and we're going to allow him to have time served, quote unquote, and it's going to be Maryland, Rutgers, and you'll see Chase Young on the field against Penn State. If I had a crystal ball, that's the way I see it going.
Joel Klatt is our guest, Fox Sports college football analyst. He will have Ohio State.
I would love your thoughts, by the way, guys. Cam, what do you think?
I immediately when I saw this, and I think you're looking at this, we all take loans. There's student loans and stuff everywhere. I think we've had a precedent already set because Bruce Feldman talked about some of the Clinton Dix getting $500 and getting his 2-game suspension. I think this is another example, just like I wonder what your thoughts are, but the NCAA is full of crap. We let coaches, we let all these guys have these infractions, yet players are going to be under this mindset that we can't take any loan whatsoever.
There's
when I got
no doubt.
Five different credit cards sent to
There's
me
no doubt.
When I was in college at any point
well,
in time.
And exactly. And Cam, this is also, there's my thoughts there on just like what's going to happen. And then there's a whole nother discussion that we could have for probably hours just about like how to fix this. And here's the problem. When you drive any market, I'm talking about any market, into the dark, what you're going to have is corrupt activity, period. All right. Well, that's what happened with prohibition in our country's history. You know, what do? You drive. It's a market. There's a market there, and if you drive it into the dark, it will operate in the dark. Mm-hmm. I've argued, and quality agents around the country have argued, all you need to do is bring the agents into the light and
right.
say you've got to be registered not only with the NFLPA, but with the NC2A. And then we're going to allow you access into buildings. Coaches are going to know you're there. Family members are going to know you're there. Position coaches are going to know. Compliance, athletic directors, we're going to facilitate meetings between players and agents above the board while they're still eligible to play college football. Because here's the sick part about this, is we want to vilify this type of process, and yet we expect these athletes to not only not accept a dollar on their value, their name, image, and likeness, their what agent, anything. But then we're going to have a national championship game 16 days after the semifinal, all the way into the January 13th. January 13th, if I'm not mistaken, they have to declare for the draft within, like, I believe 10 or 15 days after that.
It's insane.
So not only do you want them to not accept a dollar, then you want them to make a decision, trust an agent that they apparently don't have any relationship with, and then all of a sudden trust him in those 15 days? Come on, give me a break. Like, that's not reality. Why do you think these agents have to operate in the dark? Because you've driven them into the dark with these archaic rules. So that's how I would argue that this all needs to be changed. But in the process that we have and the rules and the speed limits that we do have, I do think it'll get resolved at some point.
Yeah, I mean, everything that you guys said, and then I'd just add on to that, like, I hate that the NCAA is going to punish a guy for doing something that it would be way more responsible than taking a credit card loan where you're paying like 18 to 25% interest on it, right?
Well, that's a great point. And also, by the way, let's not be under some sort of naive guise that players at other schools aren't being compensated by the schools in some sense, you know, and their bills are being taken by the, so either Ohio State can cheat, or you're going to force Chase Young and his family into a position where they have to make a decision. Yeah. And again, like, this is all archaic. So, like, you mean to tell me that there aren't other players at other schools in the top five right now that their bills aren't being taken care of by some booster?
No question.
There's
no questions whatsoever.
Yeah. There's no way that's happening at Alabama and LSU, who play each other this week.
Of course, you're being facetious, and that's happening. And yet we're sitting here talking about Chase Young because he accepted a loan.
Right.
Right? Like, again, this is a loan. This is not a payment. This is a loan that Chase is going to, because he will make money, pay back at some point. It's not just like, hey, we're going to cover your bills. So, I mean, this whole thing is – it's such a racket, guys. I got to tell you, like, it sucks talking about this, because there's going to be people that get on their high horse and they're like, it's against the rules and you should be punished. And those people can pound sand, in my estimation, because the nuance in this is so deep, and there's 18 layers of what you can be talking about, you know, about what's actually going to happen, what should be happening, why the rules should change, how is this unfair to the players, why are other schools not going through this. So if Ohio State is more clean from a school perspective than some of the other top five schools, because they're clean, Chase had to be forced into the dark, and now they're going to be dealing with the eligibility of their best player and not the other teams. Like, give me a break. What's the incentive of not paying the player if you're the school?
It's good points. So, I mean, I'm right with you. I want to get your thoughts before we go. I don't want to jump ship on this because I could talk about it with you forever.
No,
about
I get it. Let's talk about it.
I mean, I know, but I just want your thoughts before we get the big game this weekend, too. I mean, it's not to tell us you, Alabama.
I heard about Oregon. You were mad about Oregon. he's got one of these burner accounts, I'm sure. I'm sure he was the one that was like, get your facts straight, Klatt. He's not a fifth-year senior.
You should have heard it. I can't believe Gus doesn't like us. He doesn't like us either. God, they were all over you. It's incredible.
His Twitter burner is like Rusty Radio. 2-1.
Nobody puts him in the corner. Give me your initial thoughts on this game at LSU Alabama. Who do you like and why?
I do think that LSU has got a great shot. A great shot. I believe that in order to beat Alabama, you've got to be a team that can score with them, score fast. You've got to have wide receivers that can go. You've got to have an offense that can put pressure on Bama. That's what we've seen over the last few years. When Bama has lost, it's been a team that can do that. LSU is certainly in that mold. Bama is so good at home. I mean, they're so good at home. Since he's won his first national championship, so since Saban's second year, he's won more national championships than he has lost home games. It's going to be incredibly difficult for LSU to do this. And then it all comes down to the health of Tua. I really believe that his health is the game. And if you're an Oregon Ducks fan, you better tune into that game, and you better have your LSU pom-poms on. And you better hope Tua is healthy. Because I really do believe Oregon has got a great shot. If they go undefeated the rest of the way, they're going to have won 12 straight games. Their only loss will be the first game of the season when they had all those wide receivers banged up, which the committee is supposed to take into consideration injuries. They only were down for 9 seconds in that game. Yes, it was a loss, but they will have gone 10-0 in conference play, which no one has done yet in a 9-game conference season and a conference championship game. I don't know if I've talked to you guys about that, but think about that feather in their cap. They'd be the first team to do that. Now, maybe Ohio State does it as well this year, but that's a huge feather in their cap. They would be a conference champion. I think that they would win in an argument over Alabama. I'm not sure in an argument over LSU. So if I'm an Oregon fan, I'm cheering for LSU. I'm cheering for Tua to be healthy so that Alabama does not have an excuse, and then you better take care of business.
Joel Klatt, he'll be on the call for Ohio State, Maryland on Fox's Big Noon Kickoff, 9 a.m. Pacific time on Fox. Always appreciate
great
the time,
great
stuff,
man. As always, bud.
Yeah. Cam, Rusty, way to go.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.